Thank you for calling Archdale Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Yes. Hi, Abigail. I actually am trying to reach, I met an Emily that works in customer service a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't have her card, you know, she didn't give me a card, but the owner was there and gave me his card, but I lost it and I couldn't find his number. I did call and leave a message for him to have Emily call me because I wanted to talk to her about something about your company. But I just have no way of getting in touch with her. So my question is, my husband and I, let me give you the whole thing. My husband and I were out to lunch a few weeks ago, and we met a table that was sitting right in front of us, and it was all people that worked from Archtop Fiber, including the owner, and Emily was a customer service person. And then there were some workers there. There was probably about, I'd say, maybe 10 people. So we got talking, and he gave me his card. The owner gave me his card. I did call and leave a message for him to have Emily call me, but I've lost his card and no one called me back. So I am calling because I wanted to get some information about Archtop Fiber to find out what you charge and what it covers. I'm interested in, I don't know if you do landline phones and internet or you just do internet.
Okay, so I'll be more than happy to answer your questions.
Okay.
As it relates to Archtop Fiber, what we are offering, so we are offering both internet and a landline.
Okay.
We do have two services that are currently available. We have the 1 gig fiber internet. That is where you get 1,000 megabytes per second download and 1,000 megabytes per second upload speed. The cost for it is $79.99 per month, but you do get $10
off. Okay, now
that's
just for your internet?
That is correct. But you do get $10
off. Okay, so $79.99 a month just for the internet.
That is correct.
Okay, and what about the landline?
All right, so for the landline, it is an additional $24.99 per month.
Okay, so actually you're not really, I thought your prices were going to be a lot better than what I'm paying right now. I don't have fiber optic. I have Spectrum. And
uh-huh.
The cost of them is actually the phone service is cheaper than what you're offering. And my internet is probably, I'd say, about $5 more than what you're offering. So that's what I thought, that maybe you guys were offering a lot better than what Spectrum is giving me right now. And I was definitely going to switch over. But for that small amount of, I don't think it's going to be any different.
But,
because right
but
now,
also,
okay,
but also,
go ahead.
But also remember that with the 1 gig, you do get $10 off if you do auto pay and paperless billing. And also you get a more reliable internet, being that it's fiber, it's underground, so we're not affected by weather conditions. With
mm-hmm,
Spectrum,
mm-hmm.
You usually do have contracts and you do get like hidden fees.
Mm-hmm.
The installation is free, the equipment is free, and you get unlimited data usage. The price is also guaranteed for 2 years. So if it's the case that you have a contract with Spectrum and they do decide to raise the price, you're getting a higher bill. If with us, if
right.
We
right. So what you're saying is that these prices are guaranteed for 2 years. And then what happens in 2 years?
So that
after
is the price that we currently have. We don't have any increase in prices yet. So it's not
okay.
The case that it's going to go up to a certain price. I'm
okay.
Just saying that.
So right now we're talking about $115, but that's not including taxes and other
well,
fees.
Well, for the internet service, the $79.99, where you could get the $10 off of $69.99, there's no additional tax. What you're seeing is what you're paying.
Okay, and the phone?
And for the phone, I think for the tax, it goes up to $4. Let me
okay.
check.
Right, and as far as your landline, is that including any long distance, or is there additional charges for long distance? Because right now what I pay, I can call all over.
Let me see. For your phone, you already have your phone jacks installed. So no, it wouldn't have, there won't be any other installation costs if you do have your phone jacks installed.
Yeah, because I mean, yeah, I've had these jacks for a long time. Actually, I mean, I have cordless phones, but the main one is in my kitchen, and that's where the jack is, you know. So
Yeah.
that's where the main cordless is, and then there's cordless other couple other cordless ones throughout the house. But and I don't get my internet from them. I just get my inter I mean, I'm sorry. I don't get my TV from them, I'm saying. I just get internet and landline. And like I said, right now I'm paying about the same amount of money as what you. And actually, it just went up like five, I think like $5, because I was paying like $99, and now I'm paying like, I don't know, 105 or something like that. So I have to think about this. I just have to think about it if it's going to be worth it for me to switch over. I just was really hoping that I was going to get a little bit less, but you know, I'll think it over and see. Now, as far as installation, what does that, you know,
Entails.
how long does it take?
Okay, so with installation, it's free. If we do currently service your area, then installation is 5 days out. And the technician, they'll take about 1.5 hours to complete the installation. Usually they
Okay,
come the
all right.
day before and see how they will do the install. You don't need to be home for that. And then on the day of your installation, they will just come and install everything, which would take less than 2 hours.
Okay, all right, just so I know what's, you know. But I am definitely going to give this a, you know, I'm going to think about it and see if I'm going to do it or not. I really don't know. But I really appreciate all your help. I do. I just, you know, I'm so sorry that no one got back to me, because I thought sure after meeting them that I called that same day, like later in the day, and left. It was a Friday, actually, and I figured, okay, nobody's going back to the office because it's Friday afternoon. But I thought sure that like on Monday that someone would call me back. Unfortunately, like I said, I can't even remember the guy's name, but he gave me his card. We spoke, and he gave me his card, and I asked the girl her name, and she said her name was Emily, and she was with customer service. And I said, okay, I'll be calling you. And she said, okay. So I was really surprised that nobody got back to me. I don't know why, but you know, I did leave a voicemail. So, but I do appreciate all your help, and I will get back to you if I decide to make the change.
Okay, no problem. Is there anything else I
Thank
can
you.
assist you with or any other
No,
questions?
thank you so much. I do appreciate your time.
All
Thank
right,
you.
no problem. Have a great one and thank you for
Okay.
calling
You
ARC Stop
too.
Fiber.
Okay, bye-bye.